Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We kick off Hour 2, the live Saturday edition. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Use the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Well, Mark, I got bad news and bad news.
Oh, good.
One from Texas, one from New York.
Bad news.
Which one first? Texas or New York?
New York.
New York. This one, a court, to both are court decisions, meaning less freedom for all of us. Random searches by New York police at subway stations are constitutional.
By whose standard?
Some judge. Reuters reporting, and an effective means of combating terrorism, according to a federal appeals court on Friday. Quote, in light of the thwarted plots to bomb New York City's subway system, its continued desirability as a target, and the recent bombings of transportation systems in Madrid, Moscow, and London, the risk to public safety is substantial and real, said the U.S. Second Court of Appeals. The court disagreed with
it. Well, I wouldn't doubt that it's substantial and real. I do believe that those are accurate statements, that they're quite possible that somebody with nefarious plans could get in the subway.
Sure. But
I just think that freedom's a great way of handling these things, and by that I mean doing away with foreign adventurism and going into other people's countries and telling them how to run their countries and supporting their despotic leaders.
Yes, but until then, we must crack down on liberty. We must crack down on freedom in order to give you the security that you need.
Couldn't we just pull all our troops out of the 131 out of 190 UN member states that we're in?
What do you think you are, a founding father or something like that?
That's what they do.
The court disagreed with the New York Civil Liberties Union, which last year sued the city, claiming that random bag searches police have conducted since July of 2005. It's going on for over a year now. Since the bombings on the London Underground Rail system were unconstitutional and would not deter an attack on America's largest subway system. The NYCLU had argued that the searches were ineffective as police had too few checkpoints and invaded privacy rights. But the court said the testimony of three counterterrorism experts showed the value of the searches. According to the court, quote, the expert testimony established that terrorists seek predictable and vulnerable targets, and the program generates uncertainty that frustrates that goal, which in turn deters an attack. Among the experts who testified were Richard Clark, the former White House counterterrorism chief, who said he believed most U.S. transit systems were underprotected. The judges noted the importance of the experts' belief that the unpredictability of the searches, quote, deters both a single bomb attack and an attack consisting of multiple synchronized bombings, such as those in London and Madrid. While the court agreed that searches compromised riders' privacy, quote, the kind of search at issue here minimally intrudes upon that interest. What? Minimally intrudes? See, this is just it. It's an incremental stepping stone kind of thing. Oh, it's just a minimal intrusion, Mark. It's just one out of every five people that walks by that we're searching. If you've got a bag, we might randomly search you, and that's just a small price to pay for being safe.
Well, they're looking for bombs and, say, automatic weapons.
Of course, all they've caught is potheads.
Sarin gas. What happens if they find a joint?
You get arrested.
No, that doesn't make any sense to me. Now, if they had a warrant and they went into your house looking for bombs and sarin gas, they wouldn't legally be able to charge you with if they found a joint. And so why in the world, in this particular case, can they arrest you if they find a joint? I'd like to read the Fourth Amendment, the United States, the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution,
if I could.
To remind people that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. That's, you know, and it goes on to talk about warrants and that sort of thing.
Shall not be violated.
It shall not be violated. What they said that they're violating it, but it's okay.
It's okay. It's constitutional, according to them. So this is what they're doing. See, this is a federal appeals court that has now ruled that these New York subway searches are constitutional. So they're saying that it's okay, despite what that pesky Fourth Amendment says about privacy and everything. It's okay, it's a minimal intrusion, which means that if it's a minimal intrusion in New York for the police to randomly search people's bags, then it would be a minimal intrusion in every other city and town and burg in America.
Precedent.
Right. So it's going to be a minimal intrusion, and that's okay. So if we see it spread across America to where every single public transit has random searches, we have random roadblocks set up with random searches, then maybe someone will challenge the random roadblocks, and that will go to the court, and they'll say, this is minimal. This
the
is
minimal
no big
intrusion.
But they wouldn't be able to get away with it quite yet. What they're going to need is another incidence of terror attack. See, whenever
that was this week.
Well, that was over in Great Britain, and it gave them an excuse to crack down on the airports. But what they need is some sort of a terror attack plot. I mean, apparently they don't even actually need the attack to take place to crack down on freedom anymore. Now all they need is a foiled plot. We've foiled the terrorists, but hey, we need to crack down even more because since for some reason we foiled them, that means that there's more of a chance that we'll get attacked. It's a little confusing to me to understand this logic, but essentially what they'll need is to either actually have an attack or foil an attack that involves something on the ground. See, the one they foiled over in Great Britain was another airline-related attack. But they need to foil something where there's a Greyhound bus that's being threatened, or a tanker truck that was being hijacked, or planning on hijacking a tanker truck and running it into the side of the Sears Tower.
They find a car bomb, at which point they're going to have random checkpoints.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to have to go through your car and
minimal
what
intrusion.
It is that you've got in there, make sure you don't have any bombs in the trunk, that
right.
kind of thing. And then if they happen to find, I don't know, happen to find you carrying a weapon, or happen to find you with some kind of drug in your car, or happen to not like you and plant a drug in your car, whatever. We've found that there's many policing organizations that have quotas. As a matter of fact, the air marshals are supposed to report one strange weirdo, one person that
per month, I think.
A suspicious person per month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens if you're the suspicious person at the random checkpoint guys? It's the 31st and he hasn't found anybody doing anything wrong.
I don't know. It doesn't sound good, though.
You just have to report your name. That won't be good for you.
Final thoughts from the Reuters article from Kate O'Brien Ehlers, the spokesbureaucrat for the city law department. She says, quote, "The program whose constitutionality two federal courts have now recognized enhances the safety of millions of New York City subway riders." Hey, it's all for safety. Bend over. Because America, the police state is coming fast. 800-259-9231. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Kaifo in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Kaifo.
Hey, you guys are doing a great job today.
What's on your mind, sir?
I'd like to just spit out a little H.L. Mencken quote, that great joyful libertarian from Baltimore.
Okay.
The theory of good government is to keep the populace alarmed and hence clamorous to be led to safety by an endless series of hobgoblins, all of them imaginary.
But these are real! They foiled the terrorist plot, Kaifo!
Yeah, right.
Well, are you saying you don't believe the government? Are you saying that they might be lying about foiling a terrorist plot?
Well, they've lied about darn near everything else.
But why would they lie to us about this? This is security, Kaifo. This is freedom we're talking about. We've got lives on the line. Why would our government lie to us about this?
Well, so they could get more power, perhaps, so they could get more money, political supporters.
Now, Kaifo, I'm not of the opinion that they're lying over in Great Britain. I think that they probably did foil a plot, and there are 25 people involved.
Based on what evidence?
I have no evidence, whatever. The news story.
You're just believing what they tell you. Okay.
But
yeah.
Let's. I'm choosing to believe that, and you're choosing not to believe it. But either way...
I don't know whether they did or not. I don't know. But if I don't see it, this my position is, if I don't see it, if I can't verify all the details myself, or a news person can, or other independent people can verify it. The evidence is out there. I'm not going to believe them because they'll lie about everything.
Now, as to whether or not they're lying, I think it's sort of irrelevant because the result is the same.
Either way,
they crack down and they take more freedoms.
Yeah, that's true.
And our founding fathers believed, and I do too, that freedom is the way to handle these things. That the armed citizenry of the United States of America can handle this situation.
Prosperous and well-armed citizenry is our best defense.
Absolutely.
Indeed,
and if and prosperity has to do with not going into other people's countries and not screwing with their forms of government.
And also has to do with not cracking down on freedom, because if we're not free, we can't be free to prosper. Kaifo, final thoughts?
Yeah, I just wanted to add up. The reason they're after Mistress Anne here in Indianapolis It's because she's their competition. They want everyone to bow down to them, not
good
her.
Good point, Typo. Thanks, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. If you think the New York City subway searches are a good idea, if you like that sort of security, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com, you'll find over 750 unique pages created by you, the listeners. In fact, virtually all of the content on the wiki was created by the listeners. You can go in, and like everyone else, you can edit virtually anything that you see. You can add to the wiki. It's totally user editable at wiki.freetalklive.com. And there's lots of useful information about the show, some of the guests we've had on, the hosts on the show, the issues that we've talked about, even some of the callers. Wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Oh, did I mention it's free, like everything else on our website? And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We were talking about this New York City subway situation, where since midsummer last year, the city of New York has implemented a random search program. I think they're pulling people aside randomly who have bags with them on the New York City subway for a bag search to make sure there's no bombs in there.
Lots of people carry some kind of bag onto these subways.
Right. Of course, in the last year, they've absolutely caught nobody in regards to terrorism, but they've caught a few drug users for having paraphernalia and that sort of thing in their bag. So really, it's of course done nothing. But they'll tell you up and down that it's keeping people safe. The fact that those searches are there are preventing the terrorists from attacking the subway. And maybe that's the case. Maybe. I don't know. But the issue, of course, is whether or not this is appropriate in a so-called free country. If this was a privately run subway line, and the private organization running the subway wanted to institute security procedures, I would have no objection whatsoever.
You know, I wouldn't have any objection to that either, but I'll tell you, the way to handle terrorism isn't to go through people, on a subway, isn't to go through people's bags. It's to allow people to open and concealed carry like the Constitution says we can.
Ooh, I got to agree with that.
You know, yeah. I mean, if a terrorist...
You can't do that in New York.
If a terrorist says, I've got the bomb! Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
He'll be dead before he has a chance to pull that plunger.
He wouldn't even bother trying.
And if he does blow up the subway because he's got the bomb rigged to reverse, you know, I don't know, if his heartbeat stops and the bomb goes off, real Hollywood stuff, well, then the bomb goes off. But at least it's all taken care of. I mean, you know, I can't see that the reason that the attack was so scary on 9/11 was because thousands of people died. 3,000 people died because they flew jumbo jets into the biggest buildings in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't do that on a subway. The most people you can kill on a subway is
the people in the car.
Essentially one car's worth.
Yeah.
Maybe you can cause something to make a wreck or something, and I don't know. But they're not going that fast that I can imagine that you would kill more than a couple hundred of people. And there's so many different ways to kill a couple hundred people. You can do it in grocery stores. You can do it at...
football games.
Football games. It doesn't even have to be the NFL games.
Nope.
I mean, when you're talking about a couple hundred people, you can't stop that.
You can tear into the Little League.
You can do that at the mall.
Yep. Exactly right. So there's no way for us to keep everybody safe and keep everyone protected, at least on the government's part. But unfortunately, what they're doing is they're going to continue pretending like they are keeping people safe because they're pretending like this is making a difference. And now with this new federal court ruling that says that this is okay, it's constitutional, that just means that the next step, whatever it is going to be, whether it be searches of everyone getting onto the subway or random checkpoints of vehicles around the country like we've got down in the southern states. Actually, those aren't random checkpoints. Those are checkpoints for every vehicle.
Right. But those are standing checkpoints, right. Just like way stations.
More police state activity like that, the courts are just going to back it up. They're going to say, well, the New York City subway searches were constitutional, so is this random checkpoint here in your town. Because don't think that this is going to stay secluded to New York City. This sort of police state behavior is going to spread across the country as it becomes more and more accepted, as more and more Americans shrug their shoulders, sigh, and say, oh, well, what can you do? Can't fight City Hall. 800-259-9231.
I don't see how the average American benefits from this war in Iraq. You know, I guess they're telling us...
They can't. It's billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars that's being thrown away. We're hurting because of it. Our economy is suffering as a result.
Gas prices are going up.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the fact is, the people that make army boots, do you think they're doing better or
they're
worse?
Doing fine.
Okay. The people that make, well, anything that the Army, the Navy, the Air Force,
the
Marines.
The military-industrial complex is happy.
Yeah.
Very happy.
And lots of other companies are getting larger orders because they're consuming goods over there. You know, the oil companies, they're doing well. This is a business, people, and we pay the bill.
That's not how business works. So this isn't a business.
It's a business for
a
the businesses make the money, and it generates more business for these businesses.
Right. But it's a scam on the rest of us.
Right. It's not, I'm not saying that the government is involved in a business.
Well, I'm surprised, though. I'm surprised that here we are on the radio in over a dozen markets, and we're talking about this issue of the subway searches and coming out against them, saying that this is absolutely outrageous. It is unconstitutional despite what the federal court has said. And I asked specifically, before we went to the last break, I said, if you think the New York City subway searches are a good idea, I want to hear from you. I mean, really, there are people out there that voted for these people. They must be in attendance in our audience right now. Why are you so quiet? 800-259-9231. Why is it that, I mean, are we just swaying you to new thoughts here? Are you now coming around to the idea that maybe they've gone a little bit too far? Is that why you're afraid to call in? Or are you just scared? 800-259-9231. Are you scared of somebody that doesn't have that is not afraid to challenge this police state? Because that's what we need to do. We need to challenge it at every single turn.
It's a difficult position for somebody to come out against the Constitution, but our federal government does it every day.
Right. 800-259-9231. All right, we're going to Surge in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Surge.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Surge.
Well, speaking of these random subway searches, I've actually had to go through a few.
Really?
Yep. There was actually one time I was waved through with my father.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just because I was with him. There was other times where I have to open my backpack for them. They search through it, and it's really annoying. But as you did say before, they are catching no one. And some of the less used subway stations like Astor Place or some stations in Brooklyn or Queens don't even have cops searching your bags because they're not that used as, let's say, 42nd Street.
Really?
So it would be relatively easy at that point to hop on, I would assume that a terrorist would case the joint, as it were.
Mark.
It would be relatively easy to hop on at one of these stations where there are no searches.
Are there never searches there?
Well, for a station like, I don't know, Willits Point in Queens, no.
Okay, now, could I hop on? I don't know everything. I've been on the subways many times, but I don't know everything about this. Could I get on in Willits Point in Queens, where there's never any searches, as you say?
And you could take that right to 42nd Street, pull a string, and blow up Grand Central.
No, so I would be, at that point, I would be, at that point, I would be in the, I wouldn't even have to change trains, but I would be in the big time, as it were, right?
You wouldn't have to change trains.
My goodness.
Is this something, I mean, Serge, in your opinion, is this just an excuse for the police to target and select certain people out of a crowd and just harass them?
Yes, exactly. People like me, you know, I couldn't go on the subway wearing my leftover crack shirt without getting searched.
You're a teenager. There's a good chance you're going to have a bag of pot in your bag. That's what they're after. They're after easy marks, easy targets. They want to put people in jail for whatever offense they possibly can. It has nothing to do with terrorism. It's just the excuse to bring the police state down on all of us. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. If you think searches are A-OK, I want to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple, step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something to tell you about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. So, I've asked and I begged, and finally, I believe we have somebody that thinks that New York City subway searches are a super idea. Let's go to the phones and talk to Sam in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Hey,
well,
Sam.
Sir.
Hey, I think it's a great idea, and I think it should be implemented as it is, being I understand down at... I forget the name of the stadium in Cincinnati. They've implemented basically the same control tactics, mm-hmm. you know, in the name of safety.
Now, and, are the control tactics they're using done by the police or are they done by the stadium?
It's by the government.
Okay.
In cooperation. If, you know, if private business wants to survive, they must obey government regulation.
I mean, that's true. The government has certainly gotten its little fingers into everything.
Right. I mean, there's no iota of any of our lives in this country that was once called America that the government doesn't control.
I would have to agree. Now, why do you think it's so great?
Because I want more and more and more. Because
you want?
Yeah.
You want more security?
Right now, what we have is a democratic state, meaning that. Like President Bush, no matter what he wants to call himself or anybody else wants to call himself, I term him as a social democrat,
uh-huh.
meaning that he believes the power in our country is in the government. He actually states it. The best he can do for the people is through the government. And, of course, we're all aware of his social compassionate conservatives, of, you know, using the power of government to make our lives better.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's a Republican or Democrat, as most of us can see, it's all the same anymore, and they're all governocrats. They believe government is the power to do everything.
So you think that you want to see us spiral farther down into
people's
paradise so that people really get a chance to see how disgusting it is when the government has control of everything.
No, because to the majority of the people, and it doesn't matter if it's in this country or any other country, history has showed us that the great majority of the people will go walking without any fight even into the gas chamber.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can't help it. I've got compassion for my fellow human being, but human nature, I can't do anything about natural law. And natural law tells us that the great majority of human beings, no matter where they live, would rather hang on to any sense of security and comfort in life than to risk that. Mm-hmm. And that's what eventually happens. So what I want to see, not for the great majority of people, but for those people that keep talking about freedom and liberty, the very small minority that always makes a difference, that made a difference at the start of this great country with a very small minority, I want those people to get so fed up that they finally are done talking about all these issues and do the only thing that Americans can do to reclaim our birthright of liberty.
And what's that?
Well, what is the fuel of everything government does?
Taxes.
Money.
Yeah.
Cut off the government's money and they cannot survive. The only way they can fight the people is by force.
I'm so bummed out, man. I thought you were going to be a statist. I thought you were going to be a security statist, a police statist, but here you are. You're taking our position. You're just being tricky about it.
No, so. I'm, you know, I appreciate you guys, your efforts. I mean, there's nothing wrong with talking about this as much as we can, but the problem is that it's past time of talking, boys.
I totally agree. That's
and
why we're
the people
part of the
that talk so much about it seem to be included in the people that want to keep as much as their comfortable lifestyle as possible. They want to keep their
what the government allows them to own. There are people
houses.
That are doing something about it. It's called the Free State Project. Have you heard about it?
Yeah, oh yeah, I heard about that 10 years ago.
Well, it wasn't around 10 years ago, but there were some similar ideas in the past. But it's
let's see, I got on the internet in 1997, and it sure wasn't too long after that when I came across them guys.
Well, okay. It's happening now. We're members of the Free State Project here on Free Talk Live, so we're not just talk show hosts. We're actually activists as well. We're actually getting out there. We are going to do something about this.
Are you still paying your taxes?
Nope.
You don't file with federal and state income tax?
Nope.
Ian doesn't.
Mark does because he's scared.
Good for you, bro.
Mark does, though.
Wait a second. Now, I want to address this.
He's a scaredy cat.
Ian doesn't, and I do. But now, being a small business person, I don't pay a lot of taxes. I pay very little because I'm able to write just about everything off.
But you still file like a good little slave.
And I do file just like a good little slave. And wait a second. I've got a point to make here. Being a talk show host, everything that happens to me is fodder for me to talk about on the radio, so I can write a lot of stuff off. Now,
you play the game.
I absolutely do play the game. Now check
it
out.
You're playing their game.
Only half of the American public fills out, pays taxes. And then let's say there's 10% of the people that are paying taxes now that are liberty minded and might be that you might be able to convert by seeing the whole thing spiral down to the abyss, and the other 90 are just sheep. Then is all you've got is what? 55% of the people not paying their taxes. They'll raise taxes a little bit, and nothing's changed. I mean, I don't think you're paying
worse.
Well,
yeah, I'm sure the great majority of people in this country in 1765. Really thought that a handful of men contrary to what we've been taught throughout our government schooling, that the whole deal was about taxation without representation, which is a lie. It was simply about taxation. When the British, after they put taxes, taxed us on everything,
mm-hmm.
when they got to the tea, that was the final straw.
You know,
it was all about tax on tea that broke the proverbial camel's back.
Wasn't it a 1% tax?
Well, it doesn't matter what it was. It was a tax, and there was a group of men that stood up and said, no more. And they were willing to sacrifice
yes,
their
lives. Yes, they were. But compare the difference, though. I mean, these people were fed up at a 1% tax, and Americans are currently being taxed to the tune of 50 to 60% of their income every year at all levels, state, local, and federal. And they're still putting up with it. They're still bending over for the tax man. It's just amazing.
Well,
how long will it go on for?
Well, that's why I want it to get worse and worse and worse. So the end, if it is to come, to where we can, enough people, I mean, all it takes, gentlemen, that's the beauty of what these guys created here in this country. They created this country in true principles. And when you're talking about these Supreme Court decisions, mm-hmm. all you got to do is go back and read Thomas Paine and see that he already covered this. And, of course, he was criticizing. I mean, all you got to do is go back and read Thomas Paine,
it doesn't take, and you can see how... It doesn't take a lot. I mean, the revolution was, what, 30% of the people were for the revolution, 30% were against it, 30%
yeah.
were neutral.
Right.
But of those 30% that were for it, a good chunk of them were just sort of idle supporters. They weren't
exactly.
actually out doing anything. So really, it won't take a lot of people. However, I gotta take umbrage with your plan here. I mean, what you're talking about is advocating for more government, more control, so people will somehow wake up. I don't think that's the right way to go about it, because that could take another two decades before something actually happens
of
increasing state control.
Right, and I'm not going to go for a violent, bloody revolution. I would much rather try the Free State Project and try to do it without blood first.
I know. Karl Marx and Engels, that's what they always joked about socialism. You know, that it was always people trying to use words and ideas instead of the communist hammer. There is no way you can change power except by standing up to the power.
Well,
like
that's what we're going to do in the Free State, and I invite you to check out their website at freestateproject.org. I think you're going to find it very realistic. More is on the way. Thanks for the call, Sam. 800-259-9231.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking, thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. It's a live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The Free Talk Live store is now open for pre-orders. We've got a month-long pre-order phase going all throughout August. If you go to store.freetalklive.com, you'll see the variety of products that we're launching with, including a couple T-shirts, few different styles of hats, even a free bumper sticker there as well. So get all the details and more at store.freetalklive.com. Still hoping for somebody to dial in that is a real fan of police searches. Let's go to the phones and let's try Bill in Oklahoma City, listening on KGWA. Hello, Bill. You're on with Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey.
It's been real interesting listening to your conversation. I agree with many of your points, and I think that you're right. Big government is a problem.
It's out of control, Bill.
Let me, I just want to clarify something. From listening to your program, it seems that that you believe or your audience believes that this, that there's really not people out trying to kill us and there's just a conspiracy just to give more government control. Is that the,
No, I didn't say anything about a conspiracy, and I'm not saying that there aren't people out trying to kill us. It's just that I don't want the government's protection. I am not interested in having the government come over to me and tell me that they're going to protect me. All I have to do is follow all of their stupid rules. I believe that the marketplace, the free market, can do such a better job of protecting individuals than any government ever possibly could. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, it does to a certain extent, except I think that we're getting confused between domestic security and international security.
Where's the confusion?
Confusion is that the domestic security is separate from the international security because...
I think the international security is what's causing our domestic insecurity.
Because it's difficult for the individual to do anything about international security... Because there's not, we can't do anything about someone that wants to strap a bomb on and walk into a crowded theater or a subway or into a market and blow themselves up.
Well, Bill, we can't do anything about domestic security either. I mean, if I want to fly on an airline, I have to go through the TSA, so I don't know what you're saying. I can't do anything about the Muslim guy. I can't do anything about the TSA, except talk about how I don't like either one of them.
No, that's true. So
now are you saying that?
How would you suggest that we protect ourselves against the suicide bomber?
Well, I have a plan, and thank you for asking.
Okay.
I would like to bring home every single troop from 131 out of 190 UN member states. I want to bring back them all right to America to guard our nation. And as a matter of fact, I would disband the army because according to the Constitution, we're only allowed to have an army for 2 years. I would keep the Navy because that's constitutional, but we really don't need an army because I don't think Canada's going to, the evil monster Canada is going to roll across the 47th parallel or whatever it is.
Well, our founding father said a standing army was one of the greatest threats to liberty.
And I believe that. Now, I do think that we should do all kinds of trading and allow the American public free reign to do business with whatever country they may wish, but I think that if I get out of, say, Saudi Arabia, where most of the 9/11 bombers were, you know, they said came from. Let's say we got out of Saudi Arabia and we stopped supporting what was then King Fahd. I don't know what the new king's name is. And you know, there's probably people out there that are his political enemies, right?
That's true.
Now, if I support King Fahd, perhaps his political enemies might want to fly some jumbo jets into my buildings and kill 3,000 Americans.
So you're saying that if we get all of our troops back home, then we won't be instigating problems around the world, therefore less likely to be victims of terrorism. But what if somebody wanted to attack us anyway, Mark? What if we did bring our troops home and they still wanted to get us for the decades that we've been screwing around in their countries? How would we stop that from happening?
You can't stop things from happening any more than you can stop murders in the United States.
Well, I liked what you said earlier this hour, and that is totally reinstate the Second Amendment and allow individuals in America to protect themselves again. Because if people had been carrying weapons on 9/11 on those planes, you can damn well bet the results would have been a little bit different. Don't you think, Bill?
That's true. So you're advocating that they that everyone carry a weapon on the subway and search their neighbor? And
not everyone. Just people who want to carry weapons. People who, in America, you shouldn't be forced to carry a weapon if you're not comfortable with that. But if I want to carry a weapon, then I absolutely should be able to, don't you think?
Well, I agree with that. So
right.
What you're saying is that if somebody is getting ready to pull a string on their suicide bomb, you shoot them?
Well, I would, and I think that the suicide bomb thing is a little blown up because currently they're only suicide bombing targets that make sense. You know, they're going after Israel. They don't like them, and I like Israel personally. I would like to see Israel stay as a country in the Middle East, but I'm not willing to put my money or my freedom on the line for Israel. I'm willing to do it for America, but I'm not willing to do it for Israel. Here in America, we're blessed with a really great country in a really great position.
So you're suggesting that that really they wouldn't be coming over here, that they really aren't trying to kill all the infidels.
That's absolutely.
If we got out of the countries, they'd leave us alone.
That's exactly right. In fact, if you actually listen to what they say and ignore what the government is telling you, because the government's telling you, oh, they hate us because of our freedoms. We're infidels, and they hate us because of Britney Spears and McDonald's. No, just turn off what the government's saying and just listen for just a moment to the words of the people that are over there. To the guy who's in charge of Iran, he gave an interview to Mike Wallace, I think, of 60 Minutes, and he pointed out that all the United States has to do is change its foreign policy and go home. Osama bin Laden himself has said several times that the reason that there's violence going on against the United States is because the United States has been instigating violence against their people for decades. So really, it's just a matter of a cycle of violence. If we put an end to the cycle of violence, then we'll be a lot safer because of it.
And that's the same thing that happened in Spain and happened in France and happened in Russia. And
I don't think that what's happening in Russia is accurate.
Civilians.
I don't think that's accurate in Russia, but I understand what you're saying in France. Now, France instituted a law that said that Muslim women couldn't wear headgear to school or something like that. Those people probably feel somewhat repressed there. And I believe that in this country, we had a rebellion called the Black Hills Rebellion by the Indians in South Dakota trying to take over a certain portion of America because they felt repressed. I think that happens. And it's an issue that we would have to approach from a domestic point of view if it ever, if our Muslim population got that large.
Plus, if you're concerned about bombs going off in America, again, handing over security to private agencies, to businesses, is much more effective, cost-effective, and actually effective than it is allowing the government to handle it, which means allowing airlines to set their own security policies and just allowing the free market to take effect. I mean, you don't have a problem with the free market, do you?
No, in fact, I think free market's a good thing when you're dealing with consumer items.
No, security isn't consumer items, sir.
Well, that may be in some respects. However, when it has to do with international borders, it's difficult for an individual to deal with that.
What does the international borders thing have to do with security in the United States?
Well, you're going to disband the army, and just I don't know who you're going to have on the Mexican and Canadian borders. Maybe once we disband the army, the people won't be interested in coming here.
I don't see why anyone would be interested in coming here and blowing anything up. And to give you one example of a real-life security procedure that was instituted by the free market, you may recall a couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, there was those snipers in the Washington, D.C. area. You remember that?
Yes.
Okay. They were wreaking havoc, causing terror amongst the populace. People were scared to death to go and even get gasoline because that's where all the shootings were occurring. So what happened was the police were out there holding press conferences and talking about how great they are and how they're on the case, etc. Well, while the police were out holding press conferences, there were gas stations in town in the area that were putting up real security procedures to help keep their customers safe. In fact, one real-life example was one station put an opaque barrier, this sort of fold-down barrier around their gas pumps to where anybody who was outside could not possibly take aim at anyone inside of their area. That's just one simple example of what some guy in search of a profit came up with in order to keep his profits rolling in and keep his customers safe. You take that sort of ingenuity, that sort of entrepreneurism, that spirit, and you apply it nationwide. If there is any sort of a violent threat, I believe the marketplace can handle it. Thank you for the call, Bill. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jim in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, hey, Jim. What's up?
I think I want to say that the government and the politicians specifically have kind of used this political McCarthyism they want to rally the people around all these serious imagined threats because it helps their political career.
It does indeed. I want you to comment on that a little bit more. Hang on. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Hour number three is on the way. As always, you can bring up whatever you want. Now, there was another court case that we didn't get to this hour that we're going to talk about next hour, which, once again, is destroying more freedom. We'll bring it to you. 800-259-9231, it is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're